Hello and welcome to the War Report. I'm your host Cyrus, joined by Quan. This is a show where we talk about NXT and AEW. And we are, what is it? We're 1 week away from Mania.
Mania weekend. Exciting.
One more. And you know, we are on that build, and I'm not speaking on main roster as of right now. But NXT, y'all not moving like TakeOver coming real soon. And I don't like that.
I was looking at the card. I was like, I don't know, man.
I'm like, y'all not hustling for real, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely going to be a show.
Yeah, right? Like, this is going to be a show that's on the network.
That's all I can really say about it at this point. I'm just looking at the card. I mean, they got another week to pick it up. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, a little concerned though, just a little bit.
Yeah, they need to step it up exponentially,
especially compared to what the main roster is doing right now.
Yeah,
I know we don't want. I know we're gonna get into it next week or whatever, but like Raw on Monday, Bro, I don't know if it might have been a prisoner of the moment type deal with me, but like genuinely, that from beginning to finish, that might be one of the best Raws I've ever watched in my life. I've been watching Raw since 1999. That might have been one of the best Raws I've ever seen. Everything mattered. Everybody was on their A game. Like you could tell everybody was motivated on Monday. The crowd was hot. I don't 15,000 people in the crowd. And they were enthusiastic. They were into the show the whole 3 hours. The ending was an all-timer. It's just full of dramatics. The cinema meme probably had been overdone, but that right there with the rain and shit and blood,
it's real.
That was cinema right there. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't like using that. That was something special.
I didn't get to see it. But
you was outside. I forgot.
Yeah, I was moving out and about. It is very funny and it is really crazy that the main roster, you know, the Cody, you know, the night one main event has been sort of like rocky a little bit and shit like that, a little crazy. But I will say that this was a decent bounce back.
This was a great bounce back. I at this point,
like, I haven't felt like this was a, like, the Mania kickoff thing that happened.
That was
fantastic
fire.
Fantastic bounce back.
That was fire. They fixed it.
Bounce
right
back. The road till Monday, kind of smelly. But we back.
Yeah,
we're back.
I feel like the Rock concert was a very mixed kind of reaction. Either you liked it a lot or you didn't. I enjoyed it. It didn't really lead to much of anything, but it was entertaining. I'll give them that. I'll say this much. I really appreciate. I feel like Rock really took that kind of we want Cody moment and kind of was like, oh shit. I can't just rest off of being the Rock. I gotta like step it up and like really take this shit to the next level. And I think he's really.
Has he felt that way? Cause fuck.
I think so.
Why take that nigga so long?
I feel like the last 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks now, I feel like just the fact that he even showed up on Chicago, like I don't even know like if they planned on him being there, if he was just like, yo, I got free time on Monday, I can pull up. Like last minute type deal, you know what I mean? Because he wasn't announced for that show at all. Like he wasn't advertised or anything. So the fact that he's been putting in that kind of effort when Roman don't even be putting that kind of effort in is like, okay. And I know he's busier than Roman. Roman ain't doing shit. I got the crib.
Is the Rock doing shit?
Yeah, the XFL starts up in a couple weeks.
The UFL. I don't know why he took the X off, lame ass nigga.
Oh, because they combined the two leagues. But either way, the UFL starting up.
I mean, how much involvement he got in that besides fucking putting money into it?
I don't know what he's doing, what he don't doing that damn thing. I'm just saying he got to be more busier than whatever the fuck Roman's doing. I feel like Roman's letting me down. He's been letting me down, man. I just don't. It's almost like I don't know if he's not motivated or what. I just feel like the magic ain't there with him right now.
Because The Rock took all that shit from him, bro.
Is that, but also I just feel like he's not putting in the effort himself. I feel like I don't know. It almost feels like he knows he's losing, so he just don't give a fuck. Which I hope is not the case. I would hope that's not the case.
He pulling the bank spray.
Yeah, or not? Yeah, just kind of just half assing it because he knows it's over. Like, okay. This is it.
I did think that the promo on Friday, I was like, that was like, it definitely wasn't like last year, like the last year joint. But I felt at like all. There was, yeah, but I felt like there, that's like, that's a week three promo. And then like, we're so close to like Mania, you know what I'm saying?
The Brooklyn show. We'll see how it goes with the Brooklyn show. I don't even know if they're on. If Roman or Rock is advertised for Friday, but the Brooklyn show, that's where that's gonna change everything. I need the Brooklyn show to be, first of all, I don't even want a promo. I need all hands and feet. After Monday, there's no more time for talking no more.
No more talk.
It's straight up hands. I need a 10-man brawl. I need everybody out there. Jimmy, Jay, Solo, whoever. Rosie, Jamal, all of them. I need everybody out there ready to fight, ready to go. I'm enough of this talking shit. But yeah,
high close sign.
Main roster stuff. It's been really good. Raw is really good.
Yeah, I'm liking all the main roster feuds as of right now.
Yo, I'm stressed though because I like the SmackDown on Friday. It's at Mohegan, but like it's sold out, and I'm not trying to pay resale. But I kind of want to see Jade, bro. Like, but like, my thing was like, I'm not gonna pay those prices if Rock and Roman ain't there. I'm not paying for that. It's like $250. It's like $250 though. I'm not paying $250 just for Jade. I've seen Jade before. You know what I mean? Like,
you see her in the prime spotlight. Hey, bro, go hit a parlay and go see the show, bro.
I tried to. Steph Curry let me down.
My nigga gonna lose the house, bro.
I really am. But speaking of East Coast, I mean, you live on the East Coast, I guess, but you was in New York. How was that? How was your trip?
It was really good. Yeah, it was a nice school trip.
Checked in with Meals?
Yeah, met up with Meals. That was great. That was fun. Took me to a great ramen restaurant. And then man, we're talking about like, you know, what we're going to be planning to do for Mania or like, you know, our Mania shows. And honestly, like NXT and AEW haven't like been really ramping up. Well, I was telling this to Meals, like, you know, NXT and AEW haven't been like really ramping up or like doing anything out of the ordinary. Like, I still feel like
show's been regular.
Like, yeah, show's been really spinning its wheels. Like you know that point where we were just waiting for Vengeance Day to happen because we were just like, oh, we're finally gonna move forward.
It hasn't moved.
Yeah, right. Like. That's how I feel about this. So it's just like, you know, when Meals was telling me, yeah, we're like planning for the Mania show. And I was just like, ain't that a little ways away? And he was like, no, that shit's soon. And I'm just like, these shows are not acting like it is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just, I guess I'd say disappointed by the way that NXT is like really going right now, like is week to week. Like, you know, like we're gearing up for, you know, the biggest show of the year, and we're still giving us Rich Holland shit time. We're still giving Sean Spears time. I don't really give a fuck. You know, I don't really care for the tag team shit. Like, I know we're gonna talk about it, but when has the tag team champions lose in a tournament?
What do you
like
mean?
Who are you niggas fooling? Like, Alpha Academy wasn't winning that.
They're not even in the tournament. That was a match to get into the tournament.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you niggas, like, doing, yo?
I don't know. I like the match, though. Good match.
The match was whatever, but, you know, like, I like Alpha Academy and shit. I like Wolf Dogs, but it was just like, you know, It's the predictable kind of AEW shit. Like, I knew the Best Friends was gonna beat Undisputed Kingdom. Them niggas don't win shit.
Yeah.
So it's just like these shows are not really, you know, trying to. I'm not excited about like talking about either of these shows. Like, there's probably like one segment on NXT that I thought was really well done. Probably two, and like the matches are fine, but it was just like there's nothing to really like, you know. There's not much meat on the bone on these shows right now. So it's just like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, these niggas are not like moving like it's time for Mania, bruh. Or Stand and Deliver. But New York was very fun. New York was fun. I did a lot of walking. What is it? Me and my other classmates, we were comparing our hashtag steps. Let's see what I got for today. Just leaving New York. Nearly 4,000. And that's just leaving New York. Just to go to the airport. Where's this fucking fitness tracker? One day I got like 19,000. I was like, shit. Yeah,
that my was feet a lot of fun. My feet would have been killing me.
Oh yeah, my legs were fucking killing me, yeah. So
I got flat feet. I can't be walking that long. That's too long.
Yesterday was 15,000. Monday was 12,000. That's because I took the subway and shit. Let's go back. Sunday was 19,000. Saturday was 10,000. Friday, 5,000, 3,000. And yeah, Thursday was just like getting to the airport. So same amount of walking. I went to the Met. That's a big ass museum. That shit's big as hell. We were there for opening, so like 10 o'clock to like 4, and I still didn't get to see everything.
Wow, really? Is it that? I've never been there. Really that big?
It's fucking huge. Like, it's real. Like, it's huge as fuck. I've never been in a The Met and the Art Institute of Chicago are probably like the two biggest museums I ever been in. Mm-hmm. And the Met is twice as big as the Art Institute in Chicago.
Damn.
And it's only like 3 floors, but like it's so fucking like wide. I went to the MoMA. The MoMA was probably one of my favorites. You know, I saw Picasso, Van Gogh. You know, all the top names and shit, because that's where a lot of the, what is it, top collectors like exhibit at.
Yeah.
I went to the Whitney Biennial. The Whitney Biennial is something that I've heard many a times when, you know, working in the art world and shit like that, is just like, oh, this artist was like in the Whitney Biennial. Now we're showing them in Miami, or like, you know, they're getting a top exhibition at Art Basel or whatever.
Is that like the top of the top of like?
I honestly wouldn't say it is, but it's pretty prestigious to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say like the Whitney Biennial probably wasn't even the best thing I saw that week. But like its importance is like very high, which is like, that's cool and shit, but it was kind of whatever. And then we went to the National History Museum, which had like dinosaurs and animals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit got me fucked up, yo, cuz. Walk with me, but we're not gonna go too far.
All right.
Dinosaurs, right? The T-Rex, apex predator. You know, these velociraptors are like, you know, these are like top, you know, these are scary looking fucking creatures, yo. Like, these are like roam around the world doing all this sort of shit, right?
Yeah.
They don't have it. They don't. I'm positive, like, they're animals. So like, they don't think like us, you know, they just like, they, all they know is hunt, eat, hibernate maybe, right?
Yeah.
And then one day, some big ass rock just made shit hot, and then you're gone, bruh.
Like, them niggas really didn't know what the fuck hit them.
Crazy when you think about it.
And now that T-Rex that was like at the top of the food chain is a six-piece fucking at Popeyes, bro. Like, that's fucking crazy, bro. Like,
well, first of all, dinosaurs got a lot of propaganda in the 90s because of that damn movie. To be honest with you, niggas wasn't fucking with dinosaurs before the I don't know when that book came out.
Oh,
when the movie came out, niggas wasn't really fucking with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs weren't cool. They're just big, goofy looking things. And then, you know, I mean, like, the image we see of a T-Rex, we think of when we think of a T-Rex is from directly from Jurassic Park. They don't look nothing like that at all. Like, from what, you know, scientists say now, like, it looked nothing like that. So, I mean, like, a lot of propaganda when it comes to dinosaurs.
Well, like,
I was a big dinosaur kid growing up.
I wouldn't say, like, a lot of propaganda. It's just, like, that sort of thing where... No, hold on. I'm just saying, it's just, like, one of those things where it's just, like, this is what we knew at the time. And now we know so much more. So, like, the image of dinosaurs is, like, continuously, like, shaping. Because, you know, dinosaur research and all that shit, that's, like, still ongoing. So, like, nothing that we know about dinosaurs is going to be concrete. And
because, you know,
literally, what is it? It was, like, 2014 when they said them niggas had feathers.
Yeah.
Like, that is so fucking recent. And when I was looking at the dinosaur bones and shit, you could see on, like, the spine or just, like, on other parts of their body, there's just, like bones that just stick out. And it was just like, what would be the purpose of them just having like bones sticking out like fucking Spinal from X-Men or some shit, you know? Those were like what is it? Those were like the stems or whatever the fucking hard part of a feather is. And I was like, that's crazy. But the shit that really got me fucked up was just like, you know, they ain't know what the fuck hit them. Triceratops just eating a fucking leaf and shit and be like, hey man, it's getting real hot in this bitch.
Hey, them little ass arm. If a T-Rex fell over, can he get up?
I think so.
Put yourself up.
I think so. Probably like, with like his big ass head.
Yeah, I guess you could just use your big
old head. It'll just roll over.
Yeah, sure. I guess you could.
I mean, you can get the base up with of your arms. Tail.
Can I?
You can't.
Like a kip up like Shawn Michaels?
You think a dinosaur doing a kip up?
T-Rex doing a kip up is crazy.
Like, you know, exercise.
I almost want to lay on the floor and see if I can get up without my arms now.
exercise for everybody, bruh. Lay on your back.
I'm about to do it right now.
And then get up without using your arms, bruh. If you could do it, a T-Rex could do it. That's just how I see it. But yeah, nah, like a meteor. Just hit them, bro. And then, you know, if they had died from the meteor or some shit, they like died from a volcano. And I know them niggas, they ain't know volcanoes did that. Like, that shit is so fucking crazy.
Hell of a surprise.
Yeah, right? Like, just rapid surprises, like back and forth. But, yeah, what is it? The National History Museum had like the most dinosaur bones at any museum. I think the other museum is like the Field Museum that my professor used to work at. So he was really dropping that knowledge about dinosaurs and shit. But nah, that shit was cool. And then we went to the Guggenheim, and I didn't know that was the museum that was featured in Across the Spider-Verse. So when I got in and I saw like the spiral that kind of like goes up, I was just like, oh, oh shit, this Gwen was going stupid. Yeah, New York was really cool.
You know what's crazy? I don't think I've been in New York since like 2012. I don't even live that far.
Oh, you know what was really crazy that happened in New York?
What happened? So
my hotel was by Times Square. Just one day. No, it was literally yesterday. Me and some classmates, we were going to Jollibee. Some homies didn't have Jollibee before, so it was just like, all right, it's cool, let's go get it right now. It's only like a 7-minute walk. Nigga, Shakira is down the block going to perform. Yes.
Hey.
Shakira's doing like, yeah, Shakira's gonna do a performance at fucking Times Square. And I was just like, that's fucking crazy. Times Square. I think the only day that shit was dead was on Sunday. That shit is always hustling and bustling, and it's kind of nasty.
Yeah, I bet.
And also, Times Square has nothing on Hollywood Boulevard, bro. Because the niggas on Hollywood, the niggas on Hollywood Boulevard, they actually got good costumes.
Hey, the Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah,
nice. The one I saw.
And they keep the outfit on. There was too many niggas on Times Square putting the Sonic helmet on and then then taking it off. Like, nah, nigga, you gotta commit, bro. If you're gonna put that costume on, stay in that shit. There was too much of that. Jay-Z is a terrorist, bro.
You saw Jay-Z?
He's a terrorist.
Why is he a terrorist?
Empire State of Mind. Gotta be the most annoying song I ever heard in my fucking life.
It's a bad song. I don't like it. It's not even a bad. I just don't. I'm tired of hearing it.
That shit plays 24/7 in Times Square, bruh.
And it made a little comeback on TikTok for some reason.
I hope not. I'm really tired.
No, it was like a couple years. Bruh. It was like a couple years ago. Like,
and you know what? I said Empire State of Mind way too close to my phone. Now TikTok gonna show me it. I hate it. I really did hate going around Times Square. It sucked, but like everywhere we needed to go, we had to like go through Times Square.
That's a tourist spot, y'all. Some tourists.
I just needed to get to the CVS, bruh. But then you got to go through a crowd of like a million people, and I know this might. I said this in a different chat, and nobody said I was sounding crazy, but there are a lot of parents there at Times Square having their kids on like strollers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
One, don't take your children to a concert, bro. Them little ears can't take it, bro. We're not even supposed to be listening to music that loud, according to scientists, you know? So don't bring your baby to listen to Shakira on the big ass fucking amp shits, right?
I mean, it's Shakira though.
I know, but like, come on, son. That's not safe for your children's ears. She was performing songs from like her new album.
Oh, I didn't try to hear that.
Two, your stroller taking up way too much space on the fucking sidewalk, yo. What's Everybody's that? Trying to get somewhere, bro. And you stop it in the middle of the block, in the middle of the fucking sidewalk with your stroller. Get it fucking moving. That's all I like. That's all I want to say about Times Square.
It's Shakira.
No, that's what I mean. Shakira's fine. What is it? When we were leaving the hotel, Drew Barrymore was going to her hotel that was like across the street.
So Shakira like, has cool. a lot more albums than I thought. Damn, she got a lot of albums.
I'm not listening to one, bro. But shout out to Shakira for evading tax for tax evasion, bro. I wouldn't pay that shit either.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm with Shakira. I stand with Shakira on that one.
Yeah, fuck the government, bro.
I didn't know she was doing music in the 90s. I genuinely thought she came out in like 2001, whenever that fucking whatever that shit came out.
She got some hits, bro. But nah, Times Square was way too packed. We was just trying to get to the Jollibee, bro.
I heard they got the fire spaghetti. I never been to Jollibee. I don't know nothing about it. I heard the spaghetti's fire though.
I don't have the spaghetti, but I know it's like, you know, it's real Filipino swag to get fried chicken with the pasta. That's not me. I don't trust Jollibee that much. So I won't be doing that. But their sandwiches are like really good. And what is it? The mango peach pie? Hey man, McDonald's? Y'all could never. Never. Especially since you changed the recipe for your apple pies, bro. You ain't never gonna do what they was doing with their apple peach with the mango peach joint. I had a New York slice, that was cool. I tried to go back and they was giving me the prime black man in an Italian restaurant treatment. I was just like, that's weird. I literally came here 2 days ago. Now y'all acting really fucking weird. And then what else? What else is like New York foods? I didn't get no hot dog from no goddamn
you need a chopped cheese?
You know what? No, I did not.
You didn't do a J-Lo's order from the bodega? What's your order?
The orange drink, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I should ask Meals about that. He knows about the orange drink.
Nigga, the orange drink is orange juice, nigga.
See, you don't know.
Like, why she was saying like orange juice is exclusive, bro? I don't even think most New Yorkers understand.
New Yorkers be cracking me up. They just really think they invented the bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, how can it start? Like, nigga, it's a bacon, egg, and cheese. What?
I don't know the origin of that sandwich, bruh, but I know a place that often likes to say that they came up with shit first is Chicago.
They do. They really do.
Chicago, they can swear that everything originated there, bruh. But no, I had a New York slice. What else did I? Yeah, that's probably fucking it. Like, what is it? I went to the Halal Famous Guy because that stand was like close to the street. When I went there, it was probably just me and my classmate. We went by there when I think when we were going to MoMA, bruh, and the line was like a block long. And I said, "Hey man, that lamb over rice ain't hit that hard now."
It might. It just might.
That is too fucking crazy. Cause there's like a halal spot on every fucking corner. So to wait at this one with 25 people ahead of you, bruh, absolutely not. I'm eating somewhere else.
She went to go see the Aki way. Feel me?
Hell no. No. it was Doughboy. That nigga said, "I want a sandwich with raw bacon." And then he said, "Sure." That nigga don't care about his customers, bruh. I'm not serving niggas raw bacon, bro.
Ain't that haram anyway? What are they doing over there? Huh? Must have been turkey bacon. They bugging.
Like, raw bacon is fucking nuts, bro. But yeah, that was it.
Holy month.
The New York trip was very nice. It was cool. It was literally the first time I saw a lot of my classmates face to face.
A lot of them were online, right?
Yeah, a lot of them were really cool. That was the first time I've seen most of my professors face to face. So that was cool as well. One of my professors, really cool dude, love him a lot. He need to be one of those professors I keep in my life like forever, bro, because that nigga know his shit. Academically, I'm gonna need all the advice that you can give. One funny thing that happened when we were taking off. This is the last thing I'm gonna say about New York. When we were taking off to like fly there from like the airport or whatever, one of my classmates turned to me and she was just like, "How do you feel about being the only man on this trip?" And I was just like, I didn't know what to say to that. I was just like, it's okay.
She's trying to flirt. What you trying to do?
That's a terrible way to do it, bro. But yeah, that was funny to me.
You see that tweet where the girl was like, "If you bring your man on the girl's ship, we fucking him."
I made that exact joke to Meals when we were eating food. I was like, "Oh no, my hotel room is
nothing but girls. What do I do?"
Yeah, that's it for New York. New York was really fun. A lot of people say that I am a New York person, and I don't know about that. I'm starting to think that because I like to walk places, they just like, "Oh, you'd like New York," but I don't know.
It's too fast. There's too much going on. It's too fast. I mean, that's how I feel. When I went, like, this is a lot going on. It's too much.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I had the real tourist experience, like, so I wouldn't really know. Also, if I were to live in New York, I would not live in Manhattan, because I can't afford that. So, yeah. I don't I got the real New York tourist experience. I don't know what the fuck else everybody else is doing, but
hey, did you see a rat?
I only saw two.
Dog, them shits are so fucking big. What is that? What are they feeding those fucking rats?
They eating the fuck out of the garbage. I only saw two, and they were by a construction site that was like right by the hotel. But that was it. The subway. I ain't seen nothing in the subway.
Did you catch the punching man? The man who punched all the women on the streets?
No.
You heard about that?
Yes, I heard about that.
Oh, man, what the hell is that about?
I heard about that literally like yesterday before like we left, and I was just like, oh, that's weird. And then, what is it? I went on the only day that I like went on TikTok that day, somebody was just like, the increasing violence in New York is getting really weird between the dude punching people, and then like there was some other shit happening. And I was just like, what the hell going on?
Dog, it's even out here where I'm at, bro, there's been like a shooting every week for like the last like 6 weeks, dog. It's been nuts. I don't know. It's not even hot outside yet. I'm kind of concerned for this summer what it could be, because something's in the air, bro.
Violence is in the air, bro.
Like the city I live in, not that big, so they could just shoot each other out here. It's crazy.
Your fucking neighbor. Yeah, but that's it for New York for me. Back to daily life.
The Cyrus vlog. You good over there?
Oh my god, bro. But yeah, we move. How you feeling before we get into wrestling news? If you have anything to share.
I finished my book. Good book. Big longest book I ever read in my life. That shit was like 600 pages. I didn't realize it when I got bought it, because I bought like the ebook version. So like I didn't really, like it, like if you buy like an ebook, like if I would have bought the actual like physical book, I don't know if I would if I had like seen it in person. I went to go. The book is called Sword of Kaigen. But for anybody who wants to read it, people on TikTok kept talking about it. So like, let me give it a shot. It was really good, but yeah, long ass book though. But it was good. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got going on.
Okay.
We can get these trenches, to be honest.
Where'd my phone go? Okay, let's get into these trenches. All right. AEW is going back to Las Vegas for Double or Nothing. I said it way back, but I do like the casino like theme, or like casino theme pay-per-view. And Vegas is a fitting place. Does it say when it's happening? It's happening Saturday,
May 25th, and then Dynamite at the Kia Forum on May 29th.
They're going to the Kia Forum again?
Yeah, that seems to be the. I think they did the same thing last year where they did Double or Nothing, and then Kia Forum the Wednesday after. And it says Collision will be at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs for a special taping.
special. That is far as shit from.
Yeah, it was. I was thinking like, is like Palm Springs in California, or we're talking about Palm Springs in Florida, man. Okay,
this is like pretty far.
Oh no, it is Palm Springs, California. Okay, I'm about to say, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's Palm Springs, California.
Okay, I thought bugging. I don't know my location. I don't know my geography.
I know that shit's far as fuck.
Fuck it.
So yeah, they'll be doing that. Was it? Yeah, that's in a month.
It feels like they do a monthly pay-per-view. Did they have has it been monthly? Did they have a pay-per-view in February? No, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, they didn't have one for... I don't think they had one for January or February. Yeah, they're right. They skipped the first 2 months. But it seems like going forward, it's going to be one every month, it seems like, right?
Well, let's hope these fucking... these stories don't go as long since they're going to have a pay-per-view fucking monthly.
Yeah, they have to figure that out. I don't know what they're doing with the schedule. I don't know what they're doing with anything at this point. It seems like it really feels like they're kind of just doing this week by week. Like even with like the rankings and shit, like, oh, the rankings are back. Like, yeah, weren't they back a month ago? Like where'd they go? You know what I mean? Let's just do it monthly now instead of like every week like they were doing it before. But I don't know. We'll just we'll see what happens.
Whatever happens to them, that's it. Happens. Next, Carmelo Hayes is expected to be called up shortly, according to Fightful. And I think we knew that.
Yeah, it said, I felt it. Carmelo Hayes has been set for WWE roster call-up since before Royal Rumble. He is expected to move up to the main roster full-time shortly after NXT Stand and Deliver. I know he's been spending a lot of time on SmackDown, but yeah. I think he'd be better off on Raw.
From what we heard from Black Nick Woish, he's gonna have he's gonna be part of a well. Personally, I don't really like the storyline because I hate Bobby Lashley, but he's gonna be involved in that sort of thing. So I think that'd be a good place for him to start. You know, he's gonna be around the other brothers on the show, so that could help help him stay afloat rather than just kind of just doing whatever he was doing before. He was just kind of just on SmackDown, really just having matches.
Yeah, he had a little mini whatever with Austin Theory, but yeah. I hope he's not the only one. I think a couple more people can move up. I think it's time. I honestly, Roxanne, she can go.
Like, Roxanne should have left like a goddamn year ago.
Yeah, Roxanne can go. Braun, obviously, he's on his way out.
Yeah.
I think Trick will probably be the face of the CW era, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah.
If I were running NXT, he'd be the perfect face for that. Dragunov? I mean, Dragunov might be another person that might move. I don't know what the hell Dragunov would do, but, you know, he might get moved up too. Should be interesting. But yeah, I think there's definitely room for a shakeup, especially with the men. In my opinion, I think they're kind of starting it with the girls. We're definitely getting a lot more girls out there. So yeah, I would hope some of the men in the upper, like in the upper mid card to main eventers in NXT start to move up so that we can get some more shit moving. Some of the NIL kids up and at them on the shows.
Hey man. Well, one of them niggas that had the shiesty on following around Carmelo Hayes, bro. he about to debut the next week. Just wait.
Future world champion right there. You don't even know it.
Next.
Melican looks so small sitting next to Hurt Business or whatever the fuck they're called. The Pride. He looks so fucking tiny.
The Black Pride. Motor City Machine Guns are free agents April 1st.
Yo, the grand opening, grand closing of TNA wrestling is so
niggas were saying, "Oh man, we're so back." They changed the name. We were so back. Niggas were watching this show. Niggas was crossing the line.
We were back. I just never seen a company that just like gain goodwill and then immediately lose it, like on their own accord. It's not even like
my thing is that they do it all the time.
I know, it's amazing how they keep getting away with this.
Oh, they keep fooling me on it.
They had the momentum. Scott D'Amore was doing his thing. They had Ospreay on the show, Okada on the show. They were making moves. You know what I mean? The women's division was cooking. Everything was moving. All of a sudden, they were just like, nah, we're good. We're about to fuck all this up, and then we're going to lose our top people. Because to keep it a sec, as I've been watching, Impact. It's the Motor City Machine Guns and Kushida have been kind of carrying the in-ring. Them and, like, Grizzled Young Vets, for me at least. Those are kind of the guys you've really been carrying. So it's really going to hurt me watching these Impacts without those guys being involved. If they don't resign, I mean, they might resign. Who knows? It doesn't seem like it if that news is coming out like that. But also, they were worried about, like, Killer Kelly, but I think she's just, like, filming a movie or something. So we'll see, but... Would you like to see Motor City Machine Guns? I would. They would be fun on like Raw, low key.
I mean, it's whatever for me.
I think AEW probably needs them more, but if they were like on a Raw, I wouldn't be mad at that. That'd be fun.
They're probably gonna start with AEW.
Like them versus DIY.
Mm-hmm.
You're not interested?
You know, I'm familiar with their game. Like, you know, they're like beloved or whatever. And it's just like, I'm not going to predict where they go. I think it would be cool to see them, you know, where they could truly shine. But if they go to AEW, they're probably gonna be ROH tag champs, and then I'll probably never see them anyway.
Then they're gonna be on Rampage and Collision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can't say I'm too excited, but we'll see what happens with them. But yeah, just what is it? Them just pissing away all their goodwill so quickly is kind of crazy.
TNA, they never cease to impress me. The fact they've lasted longer than like fucking I think they've been lasted longer than WCW did, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure they have. The WCW started in like, I think like 87 and ended in like 2001 or something like that. Impact, they're out for almost 25, getting close to 25 years.
Money laundering.
Which is nuts. All these wrestling promotions we've seen that come and came and gone, and somehow they still managed to survive. I don't know how.
Money laundering.
Yeah, something's going on over there. We need to investigate.
Okay. Yeah, so niggas can stop saying they niggas crossing the line and shit. Like,
I'm still crossing the line. I'm still here.
Niggas need to get the RICO charge.
The Homeland Security.
Jack Perry tells his side of the story, and Punk will be telling his side of the story next Monday. So,
yeah, he's gonna be on a Helwani's Power podcast, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna be really interesting. Good lord.
Before the TL spoil me.
This is from Alvarez. Jack Perry both disputes the claim that he was continually apologizing and asking for forgiveness in the months following his backstage fight with CM Punk at All In, or that there are any current plans for an AEW return. According to Perry, he didn't hear from Tony Khan for 2 months following All In. Perry said he never texted to say he was sorry and told Khan's lawyers that he would not initiate first contact. Khan finally set up an in-person meeting before a full gear in LA, where they discussed plans to bring him back last December. After Punk returned to WWE at Survivor Series, those plans were scrapped. Perry then worked with Rocky Romero and Khan, set up his current New Japan run. He hasn't talked to Khan in months. So what I got from that, just a mental image of like Tony Khan sitting on his couch watching Survivor Series and then just like seeing Punk come out and just being furious and just like throwing a pillow or something. Just throwing his popcorn in the air. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. He ain't coming back. Fuck that nigga. That's what my mind went. Like, he just got so angry. He got angry all over again. I'm like 25% sure this is a work. It could be for real. If it's a work, I'm just like, this doesn't make Tony Khan look good. Like, he's like ghosting his own workers. Like, this isn't the first time he's been accused of ghosting people. Marco Stunt said he got ghosted too.
Yeah, a whole bunch of other people. So like, trying to make, you know, his bad communication with his employees like part of a different storyline is nasty business. But fuck him. Just fire the nigga if you don't want him.
That's where I'm at with, like, yo, just fire. If you don't want him, just fire him. Like, are you that scared he's going to go to WWE? Like, what's Jack Perry really going to do in WWE? Like, you think he's really going to move the needle like that?
Yeah, he probably won't even get accepted, bro. This nigga problem child. This nigga issue.
He'll get in. Those right to the PC, train him up good. He's only, what, 25?
Mm-hmm.
He's not old. Like, he's definitely moldable.
Not like grooming,
like he's a grown ass man, you know what I mean?
All right, Dan Snyder. Yeah, no, I don't care about Jungle Boy. Like, I don't think he said that nigga to Impact, bro. They about to lose some niggas, so
I wouldn't be mad. Actually, I wouldn't be mad at that with the Impact.
Yeah, he
I believe Jungle Boy can turn this around with the right environment.
I don't want to see him in that environment. I'd be all right, bro.
But yeah, Tony Khan, stop being a little hoe. either, you know, call him up, tell him, set an angle up, or let him go. What are we doing? Shout out to him for getting, he getting two bags right now. Then if he getting New Japan bag and an AEW bag, nah, I mean, not bad. Can't even hate on that.
Getting paid to stick it up in two promotions. That's fire, bro.
I don't know if he's sticking it. I'm not watching New Japan, so I don't know what's going on. But from what I've heard, House of Torture is ass. So almost using that fucking group right now. Hold on. I know Evil's in it. Sorry, restarting.
Yeah,
off
so bad. You know, yeah, so you know it's ass already.
Let's see who's in this fuck. Is he married to AEO Sky? Is that true? Or did Morrow just make that up that one time? Remember when he randomly said that on NXT that one? He was like, yeah, married Evil. But I was like, what?
I was like, that's weird. Why did you say that?
Are we sure? Okay, so looks Dick to Go is in there. That nigga 90 years old. Evil, Jack Perry, Ren Narita. Yeah, if you're the grown man in the 90s, you old. Old than me. 54. Yeah, he's old. Still pretty jacked, though. Show. Show's good. I like Show. Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Yujiro Takahashi. I mean, they have the Bullet Club pimp in the group. Jeez. And then
you mean,
Gates.
You mean the Tokyo pimp.
Tokyo pimp, my fault. And then Gates of Agony was in there for a week, and then they left. I mean,
that sounds like a good group, bro.
I mean, they have Show. Last I saw, he was pretty good. It's been a while.
Don't let one nigga in the group convince you that the whole group is good.
Dick to Go is in there. He's a legend.
Anyways,
it was in Kai and Dai.
Let's get into AEW. I ain't see nobody gassing this episode, so
nobody
gonna give me shit if I say this ass, right?
It wasn't. I'm not gonna say it was ass. It was just kind of there. It was just a show. There was nothing like nothing really stood out to me. I thought the wrestling on the show was fine. I don't really have any like. I had no real strong feelings about the show. That's probably the worst thing to happen is that the fact that just like,
just don't care.
Yeah. Like when I was watching the main event, like the match wasn't bad. It was cool, but I was just like, I don't know. Just like,
who gives a shit?
It was like, I hate doing it. Cause I'm comparing it to what I saw on Monday and just like, the show that was, and then I'm watching this show. I'm just like, yeah, it don't hit the same, bro. I don't know. It's tough.
Them niggas not trying.
I don't know, man. It feels very. The show felt really uninspired this week, like it has been for the last few weeks for me, and it's unfortunate. I don't really too much Young Bucks on this episode. We need to see the interest twice. I don't know. The tag title tournament, we know where it's going. So there's no real excitement in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess the biggest highlight was, I mean, Mercedes did commentary for the 4-way women's match, which was, it was cool. I thought the first half of it was kind of weak, but they picked it up in the second half. And then Okada, he just showed up. He showed up in the Ferrari. Nodded his head at the screen. That's all he did. You know what?
Nodded smile, bro.
Nodded smile. Shit. Get paid. Pull up in the Ferrari. I respect it. But yeah, that's kind of just how I felt about Dynamite. Osprey versus Shibata was cool. Cool little match.
If I close my eyes, that match was exactly what I imagined, bro.
Yeah. At this point, I think Shibata feels a lot more comfortable in the ring after such a long hiatus. But we're not going to get, you know, when the hell did he get hurt? 2014?
It isn't. That
we're not,
part.
We're not going to get that no more.
I'm not expecting that.
Yeah. So, but I mean, as long as he's giving me suitable TV matches, it's fine. Like, you know what he is? He's like their Shinsuke game. Like, it's probably going to be like a dependable TV match. You're good.
I don't even think he's given us that.
Who, Shibata or Shinsuke?
Shibata.
I thought the match's week was fine, and in the week before that, the match against Brian was good. I went pretty high on it actually.
Okay. Yeah, the match happened. Close your eyes and imagine what an Ospreay and Shibata match would be like, and it was that. I don't think it was anything spectacular.
I will say I appreciate Ospreay didn't do too much this match like he did in previous matches.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go all out, which I appreciate. Maybe he's learning that you don't need to do all that, and that lesson more sometimes on weekly TV.
Yeah. And then we got Willow Nightingale winning the number one contenders match for the Julia Hart title. That's cool.
I thought they were gonna go Mercedes versus Willow at Dynasty, but I guess they're waiting for her. I guess I'd have to imagine Willow's gonna beat Julia Hart at Dynasty, so that way it'll be Willow versus Mercedes for the championship. I guess it would be Double or Nothing. That's a long time to wait for her. I mean, I would hope Mercedes would wrestle by then, right?
Yeah.
But we're not gonna hear Will Hill from for the next 2 months.
Yeah, that's a really long time from now. So,
could Dynasty not till the 20th? I don't think it's the 21st or something like that. If I'm not mistaken, we got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say about this story is that AEW is really trying to get us to like I'm really supposed to believe that like Monet is like really upset about, or like, you know, well, like it's not hard to believe that she like does that she still has the grudge about like her thing or whatever, but on commentary she's just like, oh, I would love to like speak to her, or like, you know, I got some questions to ask about her. And it was just like, that was we all knew that was like a freak accident, so try to act like, you know, she did that intentionally is just like, you're not gonna get me to believe that. And then also Willow tries to speak to like Mercedes all the fucking time. So, but last week when Willow tried to speak to her, she just walked away from her. What going on?
Mm-hmm.
Or Wagwan, what niggas would say, bro. Like, I really can't buy into anything that she's doing. Like, I just think this shit is like real fucking silly.
I want to see her get the ring. That's all I want to see. I don't care about all this other shit.
I would like to see her get in the ring too, bro.
But I think Willow versus Julia. I'd be cool. I'll be cool with Willow winning that championship. I think she deserves it. She's put in a lot of work the last year. And I think she's one of their better workers. So.
Mm-hmm. What else we got? Swerve versus Takeshita.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Prayers.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was watching the match, but I wasn't really watching the match. Like I was looking at the screen. I'm watching the match, but something I just didn't like. I don't know. I was just like, I didn't care. Mostly because I knew Takeshita was losing, for sure.
Yeah, right.
And I had no doubt in my mind Swerve wasn't winning that match. The match was fine. It was very, you know, what you expect from Takeshita. I think he's a great worker. Swerve is a good worker, and you know they did their shit. They got their shit in, and the match had a lot. You know, the near falls and everything you expect from a kind of a AEW type main event. My concern is this point. I think. If they're running Swerve versus Joe back,
yes,
Swerve got a win, right? Like, you already got choked out. You can't you can't lose again.
Mm-hmm. Also,
right?
Hangman has just been gone.
Yeah, well, I think he was taking time off anyway because of something. Okay. Remember the rumor like he almost didn't make the pay per view because of some other shit. So I think he might be gone for a little while, which kind of sucks because I think he's probably doing some of the best character work he'd done ever. So you know, kind of. I wanted to say like in AEW, but like I don't think he's ever been this good of a character. So the fact that he had to leave kind of stinks. Hopefully he's not gone for too much longer. I do think the show benefits having a character like Hangman on it. Yeah, I have to imagine Swerve's gonna win that championship. Otherwise, you're really nerfing him.
It'd be the first time they made a poor mistake like that. So
yeah, but then also I'm just like, Osprey is clearly he will be champion by August. Like, so do they want to swerve Osprey in all at Wembley? You think that'll fill up Wembley? I don't know. I really don't know. It'd definitely be a test to see how popular Swerve is.
If it's real, you know, they got a long time to fill those fucking tickets. So, I mean, fill out those seats. So, yeah, something got to happen. Yeah, this match is like really whatever. Just moves and reversals. So, let's see. What's next? Quick hits. Jericho is taking Hook under his wing. So if you are a Hook fan, I'm so sorry, bro.
rest in peace, the Hook. So yeah, they got a t-shirt already too. Jericho loved doing that. Jericho loves doing the t-shirt gimmick.
Yeah, team up t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, he loves doing that.
That's gonna sell tickets.
That's his bag, bro. I low key wish I got the Y2 AJ t-shirt. I feel like a nice little collector's item.
That's a fucking relic, and that team.
That shit lasted the whole 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit's so short, bro.
The Y2 AJ shit was like 2 weeks. Sorry, Hook. Don't want to tell you. Good luck.
Yeah, I really hate that it had to be you, but would it let that shit happen to me though?
I think Fozzy's going on tour soon, so hopefully, you know.
Yeah, for like 3 weeks or whatever.
Oh,
and
is
then,
it?
And then everybody that was in the replies to that too was just like, no, please, I'm a Fozzy fan. Take your time. No longer.
Take your time.
People are, rightfully so, people are mean, but that shit's hilarious, bro.
That is funny.
What else we got here? Best friends, the Bucks beat Private Party, and they are so before the match started, they referenced the match in 2019, you know, when Private Party got that upset over the Bucks. And we were just like, oh shit, like they really did that. I was like, that's actually like really cool of them. These niggas haven't prospered, you know? Or like these teams haven't really like changed much since that.
I see where you're going with this. Now I'm going to give Private Party a little bail. Because Mark Quinn was hurt for a very long time. So
man, I get that.
I'm gonna give him bail. The Young Bucks, however, I figured out my problem with the Young Bucks. Like I thought about it in real time when I was in the chat today on the Discord. The Young Bucks they've drastically changed their gimmick. They're doing whatever this shit is. It's not over. At all, the crowd doesn't care when they come out. However, it's the reason I don't care about their matches anymore is because they only know how to do one kind of match.
That's what people have been saying about the Bucks forever. Like,
but no,
they
but
only know how to wrestle one match.
No, but it's not even like because when they used to do like the same old shit stuff. The Buck, I felt like it was because of the moves, but like I think it's just the way they format their match. It's like it has to be all out PWG or nothing else. You know what I mean? And after a while, I've seen this already. Like the match they had tonight could have been the same exact match they had in 2019 when they wrestled Private Party. It could have been the same exact. If they could have replayed that match, I wouldn't even notice.
Yep. The only difference in this match is that they cheated a little bit more, but it was just like both teams. And you know what? Fine, he did get injured, you know, and he missed a lot of time off. But like still, these they're still the same team that they were in 2019. I don't think they even when he came back, they didn't come back with a new character or like, you know, trying well, to
they
do
turn
things differently.
They turn heel for a little bit.
And then they're
they got more cocky.
That makes it even dumber to hear. Now I'm not gonna shoot them any bail because this match really is just a match in 2019. Like, and they won that match in 2019 and they didn't amount to shit. So I don't like commentary being like, oh man, you know, they won that match. That was like such a big deal or whatever. And it was just like, but like AEW didn't really fucking do anything with them after post that. So doesn't really fucking matter. Yeah, whatever. That match was just like it just showed that like both teams didn't really like go anywhere, you know?
Very stagnant. And then, I'm sorry. I don't know how other people feel. This Bucks gimmick is not. I don't. The crowd don't sound like they care. The crowd really doesn't sound like they don't care.
It's terrible stuff.
And you know what the worst part is? I feel like it hasn't happened yet, but the stench is gonna eventually reach Okada as well.
Oh yeah,
which is just unfortunate.
That's who Okada decided to align himself
with.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say that too. Like that's. He had nobody to blame but himself.
Yeah, like
if that happens, he had nobody to blame but himself.
Yeah, this is the team that you decided to go with. Like, literally, why them? Like, I think that shit is so whatever. Yeah, Okada, you're a fucking moron. Like, seriously, like, legitimately, like, why do you still like why them? Moving on. Best Friends defeated Undisputed Kingdom. I could care fucking less.
No,
aren't those niggas fucking ROH tag champs?
Yes.
Okay. Proof that shit don't mean nothing, but we're gonna act like it. Act like that shit's a real accolade. And right. Anything else you want to talk about on the show? Tony Storm had a segment that didn't build up anything.
I don't know what the hell that was.
It was just a stupid cameo.
Yeah, I just want to do a little what's the word I'm looking for? Collab, synergy between Turner Classic Movies and Tony. Did that show still exist? Like, did that program still exist?
I couldn't tell you, bro.
I don't know. Did anything else happen? I like the video package they have for Brian. Where is he, by the way? It's been like 3 weeks. We ain't seen this nigga.
You tell me. Because they've been having fuck you time asking people, but these niggas been having promos back and forth and shit. What is it? Him and Ospreay just have been having back and forth promos between shows and shit, and it's just like I don't fucking care. Like,
but also we got like 4 more weeks to get there before we even get the Dynasty.
Yeah, like I'm hitting the lotto. Get in the booth, bitch. Like Dynamite needs your ass.
Yeah,
get on the fucking show, bro.
Anything else happen? It was a pretty concise show. I feel like not too much really happened. I mean, stuff happened, but like it wasn't like a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. It very much they got their matches in. Jericho and Hook for the Deadman City. No, that's it. Dustin was there. He wasn't sliding for his brother. He should be out there. He should have took out Rock yesterday. I don't know what he waiting on. You know what I mean? Sure. Respect to your family. I was about to say your mom, but it wasn't his mom. It was your brother's mom, though. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Hey, bruh.
Rock really whooped that nigga's ass. Yeah, and we're talking shit. That's what we needed.
We needed him talking cash shit.
Yeah, I need a physicality. This is the first time we got some real physicality between, you know, anybody, Rock or Roman. It's about time. That was just so good, man. Everything, even like Drew coming out and taking out Seth so that Seth couldn't save Cody. And like even like the little things with like Paul Heyman in the background talking to Drew, setting the plan up. It's all, everything was so good, man. That's like, man, they was in their bag. They was just in their bag on Monday, man. And just to watch Dynamite and just be like very paint by the numbers episode. And it wasn't even bad, but just like compared to what I saw on Monday. I don't even know if that's fair to them, but
I mean, man, they're the competition, right?
It's the flagship show, so I gotta compare them. And I'm just like, damn.
I think it's a fair comparison. They said they on Raw level. They say they the competition.
The internet keeps saying they got the best roster ever assembled, so
on paper. Whatever the fuck that mean. Yeah, that's it for AEW. Nothing really going on. NXT. Let's get into it. Prime Target. Fantastic. Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams.
Good Lord. That's the best one they've done.
I don't remember the last one.
Would you? That's why I'm saying I'll remember this one. This one was fire.
Well, you can't just say that without remembering the last one.
If I don't remember it, that means shit.
What is it? Where were the Prime Targets they done?
Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream. Wasn't that one of them?
I don't think so.
That wasn't one of them? Wasn't that the first one?
Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano. They did Gunther, Tyler Bate.
Ew, why? Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Who asked for that?
Shayna Baszler, Rhea Ripley. Joe Coffey and Gunther and Walter. Yuck. Actually,
that must be UK.
That's the best one for
that's
sure.
What I'm saying. That was by far. And they had the fact they even got like Orton and like Punk and all of them to talk. That was really cool.
I thought it was very I thought the people that they featured were like perfect. You have you have everybody who's like either, you know, been in a tag team or been backstabbed before.
Been backstabbed before. Like everybody experienced Booker, all of them like experienced that before. So for them to like really talk about it, harp on it, and just explain how important this match is going to be. They did a really good job. Also, Carmelo in the rain. who on the Discord that posted that? Who did the little edit with the fucking with the art? Who was it? With the DMV? Who the hell was it?
No, but it was somebody on Twitter. I believe they listened to the show. Dre Horizon. I'm pretty
sure somebody. It wasn't somebody in the Discord.
No, I don't think they're in the Discord.
Oh, okay.
Dre Horizon should be in the Discord, but
not Dre Horizon. That shit was funny.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. It made Carmelo Hayes retweeted it, so that was cool too.
Oh, did he? I didn't know he retweeted it.
Yeah, I thought that was really.
I just thought the whole thing was fantastic. If you haven't seen one thing from NXT on Tuesday, watch that. That's all you really got to watch, to be honest with you.
yeah, Reggie Joe, kind of smelly. What else we got here? Oops, why I keep locking my phone? I have to look at it. Thea Hale versus Jasmine Nix. Jasmine Nix, she doesn't look too bad out there.
Hey, I checked. She had like 13 matches altogether so far. Wasn't bad. She didn't fuck up anything crazy, so I always appreciate that. And she had a really good Pele kick. I was fucking with the Pele kick.
Yep. She is cool with me.
Umi.
What else we got here?
It looks like they do like a little super stable between with the Mean Girls. What's some girls' names? Kiana J. Yeah, you're right. I got Kalani and Kiana confused. Kiana, Izzy Dame, JC Jane, and Jasmine. I like where they're going with that. I hope they do a little 8-woman tag at the pay per view. That'd be cool. Yeah, the girls on the show.
The Eva Gal stable. Well, it's cool. Jasmine looked great in there. Thea Hale was really cool. I like the Thea Hale snapping on JC, finally putting hands on her. I'm looking forward to this. I thought it was really cool. That's why I put in like the top part. Like Chase U, sometimes their segments are hit or miss, but I really do think that they do pretty good on they're pretty nice with the segments. Like, I care about the story sometimes.
Yeah. The fact they've maintained this for so long. How long, Chase, you've been a thing? About 3 years now? 4 years now?
a really long fucking time.
I think it's been since 2.0 started. That just has lasted this long, and I haven't got tired of seeing them when they come out. It's a testament to how well they've really done their characters and you know their
roles,
development, and just kind of progression. Especially Tia, she had a lot of ups and downs and all over the place, but back to her roots.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Okay. Next, what do we got? Ilya defeats Stax.
Hey, Ilya was doing the most, bro. Bro, when he got his hand stomped on, and I'm like, bro, mm-hmm. you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot fucking chanting Stax Lorenzo, my nigga. Chill out.
Hey, he giving these, what is it? He giving the family a lot.
calm down.
Right. Yeah.
What are you doing? That was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. He, what is it? Somebody posted the hand from Scary Movie. The weird sitting. Hand.
To give you your strong man, bro. Yeah, yeah, we're doing a lot.
We talked about Wolf Dogs and versus Alpha Academy. It was a cool match.
But yo, that fucking counter, the Doomsday Device into the fucking powers. First of all, yo, damn near took his head off. Bro, I gotta chill out. He would do it like he would want to do shit, but like, yo,
you're chill. You're gonna hurt him.
somebody getting hurt. You gotta relax. You almost damn near land on his fucking brain.
Mm-hmm.
That spot, cool spot though.
almost killed him. It was cool though.
Then the other teams come out, so there will be a triple threat next week to determine the number one contender. They might want to do a fucking four way. I don't know though. Why they just have all the teams just fight them?
Yeah.
But fuck it.
Because the title need to come off them so fucking Braun can go
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Let Braun do his thing. The video package Braun had on SmackDown was fire too. But yeah, that was. Yeah, the Wolf Dog thing is cool, but we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
Let that man be free. you know what I say? Give it to LWO. Get this shit cracking. That way they could even defend it on SmackDown, Loki. They probably wouldn't, but you know, Bro don't even bring his title to SmackDown. Yeah, bring that shit.
I wouldn't either. Shit.
I don't bring that bullshit over to SmackDown.
They got real titles. Tag teams over there.
Actually, SmackDown don't see any tag titles because them niggas Judd Potato would be over there. I really hope they split those belts up on WrestleMania. I hope so. I hope they do this. It's going to be a stupid finish, but it needs to be done at this point.
Yes, it does.
I'm willing to sacrifice the stupid finish if it splits those tag belts up. Give Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne something to do. Give DIY something to do. Because you know they go on the Triple H. No, I'm lying. Miz and Truth are getting those belts. I'm bugging. Give Miz and... Actually, no. If you have R-Truth in that finish, you could probably do something stupid and they can get away with it. It's R-Truth. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
They might be able to pull something off.
It's R-Truth, bro. Let them go dummy.
You really just do some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else we got going on here? Quick hits. North American title scene. We got Dijak defeating Sean Spears, and then we got Josh Briggs defeating Duke Hudson, and then Obi Femi comes out and being like, "You niggas want to fight? I'll fight all of you." And it was like, "Okay, bro."
Hey, I gotta be honest with you, Cyrus. I'm gonna be 100% real.
You fucking
Dijak versus Dijak versus Sean Spears. She was all right. Also, Sean Spears, he ain't let me. He been on TV for about a month now.
He was about to say he hasn't let you down yet.
No, he hasn't. I've enjoyed everything he's done so far. It's only been 3 weeks. It's a short sample. It's a small sample, but so far, not mad at it. I'm not mad at what he's doing on NXT. All
right, bro.
I'm already enjoying it more than his first NXT run.
Yeah, because all that nigga do was shout 10. Like, that's all that nigga had to his character.
Bro, he was so fucking over, though. They almost fucking nerfed Andrade day one. I don't know what they were thinking doing that, putting him in his first match against the most over guy in the company at the time.
Crazy.
They're bugging. They were bugging. Almost
over guy.
Bro, NXT was such a weird, like, blue pants was old.
Like that, I'll never forget that pop at NXT Brooklyn that Blue Pants got. You would have thought fucking Stone Cold came out the way that fucking crowd popped. She didn't even work there.
Yeah. It's so weird.
NXT, man, that was a strange time. Like looking back, strange times, man.
I'm acting like that Vault, didn't happen, honestly.
Vault Villain was over as fuck. Like you know how goofy the Vault Villains are? Like if you really think about how goofy that shit was over. Crazy over. NXT really could like do no wrong at that point. It was almost like 2019 AEW were like shit was just so everybody was just so excited for it. It didn't matter what the fuck was going on. People were just like, we're gonna eat it up regardless.
They can't keep getting away with this.
That's how niggas
was talking about NXT.
Bro, they were just like they were just kind of doing whatever. But the just that main event scene was just so strong, and then the women's stuff was just so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm probably gonna watch Bayley versus Sasha at Brooklyn. I'm gonna watch that. I haven't watched that in a long time. Run that back. Try the Bayley.
Natalya versus Lola defeats Lola Vice and excuse me. Natalya is collaborating with Carmen Petrovich. Stuff like that.
Maybe Carmen been in the dungeon. They built the rapport.
I feel like Lola's been in the dungeon. I feel like all of them has been in the dungeon.
Lola needs to. Oh, she kind of stinking it up on Tuesday. I ain't gonna hold you. Something was off.
How dare you?
I gotta be honest. I was a little disappointed in Lola on Tuesday. I didn't think that match was very good at all.
Blame the time. No play.
No, don't do that.
I thought the match was whatever. I didn't think it was like nothing crazy. It's clearly Natty's there to like, you know, help out the kids.
I feel like they're in a weird spot where they don't know what to do with Lola right now. They don't want to put her in the title picture, but they don't also they don't want her to really. I guess they don't mind if she loses, clearly, because they had her lose Natalya. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like they don't know what to do with her, but they want her on the show because she's good and she looked good.
Okay, relax.
She do. Which one we do? When I got one. What is she? She's 2-5 on the year, so.
Damn.
Hate to see it.
You really fucking do. Hate to hear it. and then Rich Holland. I watched this on YouTube, and I'm glad they didn't edit it. Niggas did not care.
Bro, he said he's retiring, and they clapped.
he said he's taking time off and so he don't hurt nobody.
He said, "I'm retired indefinitely," and they cheered.
Yeah, niggas ain't care, bro.
You could see on his face he was kind of shocked by that at first. He's like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like they're trying the sympathy angle with Rich Holland. It's not working. Niggas don't care.
Yeah,
at all. We don't care about Gallus, and we don't care about this guy. So you're making it like triple, quadruple the amount of just not caring.
Yeah, they're making it real bad for Rich, bro.
It's rough. It's tough for him. He's already bland as it is. Like, I don't know. He needs Sheamus bad. Sheamus need to save him. What is that the plan? What if they have Sheamus come back on NXT?
To save Rich Holland?
No, just give him something to do. Just because Sheamus, you know. I know what Sheamus wants. He's been telling us on the internet for the last 3 months, but I don't think a Sheamus NXT run would hurt. To be honest. Plus, I think Sheamus Iljo might go crazy. We might need that, to be honest. I'm going to keep it a stack.
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't hate Sheamus Iljo. Because if Sheamus goes back to SmackDown, what the fuck are you going to do? let's keep it a stack. What's he going to do over there?
J-O-B.
Yeah, so. No. I think Corbin's having a great resurgence on NXT, so why can't I? Yeah, Corbin's record is I have never in my life seen Baron Corbin have a winning record. That man is like 6-0 right now.
Hey, NXT is doing wonders for that nigga, bro.
So. I have never seen this man have a winning record. I mean, the loser.
Okay. Yeah. What else happened on this show? Oh, that's it. Shit.
Is that it?
Yeah. Unless we missed something.
I'm going to look it up real quick on the results. You know, Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I literally took this from like the WWE website. So I also watched the show. I don't think I missed anything. Well, there was a tag team brawl.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up with the three teams. Joe Gacy threw a chair at Dijak, but he wants Sean Spears. Roxanne cut a promo and told it Lyra, but hey, heel Roxanne, not for me.
I'm not rocking with it either.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Not only I don't believe it, you shouldn't have been in that fucking ladder match anyway, so you can't be mad that you lost in that ladder match. You should have never been there.
Look, I need everybody to lock in. You know how everybody was so locked in on Raw? Next week's NXT, I need everybody locked the fuck in.
Please.
Everybody. Because I don't think Shawn Michaels is locked in. Whoever the other writers in the room ain't locked in. Trick and Mello locked in. They're the only ones. This show is also missing them dearly. Even though we got a lot of prime target, I wish they were like on the show. But I understand you don't want to do too much of them. Yeah, and they're clearly main eventing, right? There's no way in the world Dragunov and fucking and D'Angelo are main eventing that show, right?
You'll be surprised when NXT does.
I don't think there's not enough heat. I can't see them doing that. Not with the prime target.
Yeah. No, Ilya definitely needs to take a backseat on this one. I'm sorry.
I don't think they're the kidnapping, but yo, that's so crazy. Like a kidnapping is so standard in NXT that it don't even like bring heat to the feud no more. I think it's a kidnap once a month. Ain't nothing new.
Nick said NXT just be getting gone, bro.
Getting just snatched up.
Yeah. That's it for us. Next week we're gonna do our WrestleMania predictions and Stand and Deliver predictions. It's gonna be a big week for wrestling in general. Looking forward to the Punk Hamani interview. We're probably gonna talk a lot about that. Unless there's no salacious details about.
First of all, we know that's. We already know.
Well, Hamani said nothing's off the table, or like everything's on the table. So.
Well, we don't know what legally Punk can say. I guess we can put that much. That much.
Yeah.
Also, Punk was very green and kind of wilding at the on Monday when he told Drew to say Vince's name.
Oh yeah, beasted on him.
That could have went left really easy.
I think he could have went left, but he did go crazy though.
Also, at one point, I swear I thought Punk was gonna just punch Seth in his face. There was one point where Seth like got right in Punk's face. It looked like Punk wanted to hit him.
He got PTSD.
He got it. It literally Punk wants the Rocky shit.
Be like that. Yeah, you can follow us. You subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/TheAShowRNC. You can follow Quan at The Comeback Spot. You can follow The A Show. I don't know why I did out of order. You can follow The A Show at The A Show RNC. You can follow me, Cyrus, at Cyrus on TWR. That is it for our show.
Shout out to Black Wrestling for the.
Oh yeah, they got the Becky interview. Yeah, it was great. The
Becky interview. I watched it yesterday. It was really good. So everybody, please show love to Black Wrestling. Check out their interview with Becky Lynch as well as Armon. Bob also. So yeah, you know, come fuck with our friends. Come fuck with us. Join the Discord.
Fuck with us.
Big weeks. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. None of that. None of that nonsense. big week next week.
Yeah, everything. Hopefully, niggas lock in for that week. So, you know, there's something actually excited. I could be excited talking about that shit. I need a I you we know we getting Brawl City and on most of the shows, so and actually better come
correct. I can't wait for Monday, let me tell you. Fuck yeah, all right? Other shit. I cannot wait for Monday when they're all on the set in Brooklyn. I know Brooklyn's gonna be loud too. Yeah, I need that. I heard it's about to be cold as fucking in Philly too.
Hey, it was cold as fucking New York, so hopefully yeah, that
it's
stops.
A, it's supposed to be like 50. It's supposed to be like 50 next weekend. Good luck.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Peace out.